Blog Talk Radio.
Hag Erev Pesach, Sameach Hag. Hag is a feast. Erev is the eve. So here we're at the eve of Pesach, Passover Eve, right here. Here, the reason for the season. So Hag Pesach, Erev Pesach, Sameach. Happy, here, Eve of the Pesach, of Passover here in this season, the reason for the season, Passover Eve.
Thank you, Rastafari.
The feast here on the eve, the Erev Pesach Sameach, happy. Ana Yahuwah Hoshiana, Ana Yahuwah Hatzlicha Na. Please, O Jehovah, save I and I, please, Yahuwah, prosper I and I now. Baruch haba b'shem Yahuwah, blessed is he, the one who comes in the name of Yahuwah. Jehovah, Beraknu Kem, we bless the eye, me bait from the house of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Here from Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26, these key words here for the feast, the festival, right here. About Pesach, what about Passover? Just a couple of opening words right here. Here we're on the eve, right, of Passover here in this season. Passover, Hebraically known as Pesach, is an seven to eight day holiday, holy day, that commemorates the liberation of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, the Hebrews, Ha'ibrim, from bondage in Mitzrayim by the outstretched arm of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and the blood of the Lamb. Some roughly say 3,000 years ago. Now, since the events of the Yetziyah, the Exodus, led directly to the Berit, the covenant given at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, and the revelation of the altar, the revelation of the Mizbeach. Passover, Pesach, also it memorializes. We call to mind, as he says, do this in remembrance of me. Passover, Pesach, also memorializes the emergence, what we call the birth, right? The birth of the nation of Yisrael in history. And in our I and I story. Now, the Pesach Seder, what is the Seder? The Seder, the order of coming together for Pesach, as our Torah says, right, to teach it, right, to your sons, to teach it to your children. The Pesach Seder, and also we have Worthy is Jalem, I and I First Rastafari Pesach book. You know, once and once, some might have a hard copy, but hopefully we can drop the link, the free PDF link, you know, within the chat, you know, on some of the platforms, Rastafari Israelites, as well as Rastafari Groundation and elsewhere. You know, one can download a free PDF, you know, and view, you know, the order right here of the Pesach Seder, especially here for the eve of Pesach. As we read in HaTorah, it occurs between the evenings, between the evenings. Get into a little bit more about what does it mean, Chaberi, between the evenings, and why is the Erev Pesach, the eve of Pesach, so significant? Well, firstly, because of the Pesach Seder, the Passover Seder, the Seder, the order, right? It remembers, it calls to mind, it tells, it teaches the youth, the children, right? The fateful night when the faithful were protected by the blood of the Lamb. The whole theme of the blood of the Lamb, and here, as Moshiach Rabbeinu would say to Ayanai, and says to Ayanai, is it not written? Have you not read? Have you not read? Is it not written? So we have the blood of the Lamb, that protection by the blood of the Lamb. And here we have a foreshadowing of the great, right? That great sacrifice, that great deed done did by HaAdon Yeshua, HaMoshiach, the Seh HaElohim, the Lamb of the true good, the true God, who takes away the sin. Now, notice some will say the sins, but actually the scripts say the sin in singularity, referring to the sin nature. What is the nature of the systemic anomaly? That we have the Lamb who takes away the sin of the Olam, of the world. According to Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 29. Now, before his crucifixion, HaAdon, the Lord, the boss, the master, Yeshua, he used the symbolism of the Seder. Now, as you said, the Seder, this is, the word means the order, but it's also like the narrative that is often narrated, and the order of the narrative. It says to do all things decently and in order. So this is what we mean by the Seder. HaAdon Yeshua, he used the symbolism, the symbolic logic of the Seder to foretell of the Berit Chadasha, of the renewed covenant, referred to as the new covenant, and others refer to as the New Testament. But the Berit Chadasha, the Adis Bamarinyan Amharic, the Adis Al Kidam, the new word agreement, the new covenant that was given in and by way of his broken body and that shed blood. We have Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, focus verses 26 to 28. So here, let's bring this up. Let's just highlight this right here, reading from the ESV, the English Standard Version. Here we have the institution of HaAdon, of the Lord's, Adonai's Supper. Verse 26, now as they were eating, Yeshua took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Verse 27, and he took a cup, a chalice, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the Berit, of the covenant, that is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. So here, these two verses here, the institution of the Lord's Supper, as they were eating, Yeshua took the bread. So we have the bread and we have the wine, the bread and we have the chalice, the cup. He took the bread and after blessing it, Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. After blessing it, Hamotzi Lechem Min HaAretz, and saying that particular baraka there, he did what? He broke it, and he gave it to the Talmudim, to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, a chalice, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant that is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. Now, what's significant here, you know, some people look at it literally. Remember when Yeshua said to disciples that when you go into that feast or the thing that the Pharisees and the other Yehudi, you know, are doing, he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And see, when he went there, you know, leaven is yeast, you know, and therefore he said, beware of the leaven or the yeast of the Pharisees. They know leaven, yeast, you know, they make bread. So they thought that he said, well, don't eat none of their bread. And they came back hungry. And Yeshua asked him, why is this? Don't you understand what I said? So we need to understand what Yeshua says. This is why we say that he used the what? The symbolism, mind, the symbolism of the Seder to do what? To foretell, right, of the new covenant, right, of the new covenant. You know, like the way it says about Yehuda and the tribe of Judah, the blessing given by the patriarch Yaakov. So about Judah and so about like the blood. You know, the blood of what? He said, the blood of grapes. Uh-oh. The blood of what? The blood of grapes. So using the symbolism, right, of the Seder to foretell of the Brit Chadasha and given by way of his broken body and his shed blood. So that was a Matthew point of reference. But here, Passover is the groundation, the context of that particular Seder. So his followers and the disciples and I both then and I now are expected to purge in this season, to purge out the quote old leaven, right? To say the old yeast, the old leaven, the old puff, stuff that puff, you know, the leaven you put it and it puffs up the bread, but to purge out the old leaven and to do what? To keep the feast, to keep the chag in Hebrew, the chag, not chag, but chag. Right, understanding and overstanding how he is the embodiment of this sacred, this holy, this set apart, Moedim, this appointment here. Now we also have Corinthians 5 and 7. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 5 and 7 right here. 1 Corinthians, also the ESV, English Standard Version right here. It says, cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. For y'all really are unleavened. For Moshiach, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. And that furthermore in the script says one time for all time. So why do we do this? We do this because what the master said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of I. So we have 1 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verses 7 to 8 as a point of reference. So when Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, when he said these things, he was saying them in the context of being Yehudi, being a Judahite, you know, being an Israelite, being a Hebrew. He's speaking in the context of that, because when he said cleanse out the old leaven, we know it's around this time of the season, Passover season, right, where according to the Hebrew and the Israelite tribe, where this cleansing out of old leaven is done. But now he's applying this, right, from the Brit Hayashana, from the old to the Brit Hadasha, to the new. Check. Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as y'all really are unleavened. So you already are unleavened, but cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as y'all really are unleavened. For Moshiach, for the Messiah, the anointed called Christ, our Passover lamb, Pesach Seh, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate, right? Celebrate. So it's not even about us, you know, killing a lamb or a debtor, because he's already come to deal with the sacrifices for sin. All right. No more those sort of animal sacrifices for sin. Right. That's why it says for our Passover lamb, Moshiach, the Messiah, our Pesach Seh has been sacrificed. What did he say in the next verse? Verse 8. Make us, therefore, celebrate. In other words, that has already happened. So what do we do now? We celebrate the festival, celebrate the Moed, you know, the Moed to say the feast, the appointment, the festival, not with not with old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see, though we do certain things physically, the point of it is spirit and truth. Point of it truly is truly spiritual at its core. All right, so that was 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Now, let's note this here. We're noting this right here for the present season, you know, and because according to the lunar solar, you know what I mean, we have to, it says, teach us to number our days. But note this, Pesach, here begins right here, all right, this eve right here. And in this 2024 year, beginning Monday, right, the second day of the Shavuot, the Monday, April 22nd this year. Now, what's interesting in this particular time, 2024, is that we have the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, Ketamawi Haile Selassie I, visiting, right, Jamaica, his people in Jamaica, as he also visits people elsewhere, even here, you know, in this whale of a country, North America, but he visited them in Jamaica, right, 21st of April. So there's an interesting correspondence here in this particular year, this particular time. But here, it begins right here this year with the Seder. The Seder beginning, some traditionally would begin approximately like 18 or so minutes before sundown, right around that time where the sunlight is going down on the horizon. Now, time is running out. You know, that's the one thing. Time just keeps moving. So it's important for us to be able to, as the psalm says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So preparing right here for the Seder, you know what I mean? We have a free, to get one started, a free Pesach Seder guide, right? And it's a document right here that is called, hopefully it gets into the chat soon. We have it at the LOJS.org. Its title is, we title this Worthy is Jalam. It's our first Rastafari Passover Haggadah. All right, give thanks. Got an update. It's in the chat. So hopefully, you know, post in the chat and once even repost it elsewhere. So, you know, the family, once interested, can even just get a read through, you know what I mean, of our first Rastafari Haggadah. Now, what is a Haggadah? Haggadah comes from the Hebrew Haggad, right? Haggad, right? And basically, it means like to tell, to narrate, as it says in HaTorah, right? To teach it, to tell it to your children, right? To teach it, you know, and say, why is this night different than any other night? To teach it, right? So as a point of reference, you know, a teaching, we have our own first Rastafari Passover Haggadah Seder. This will help one to get started and get a basic acquaintance. Of course, come, make a reason about certain things that one may come across. There may be some questions, but definitely looking forward to that. So we've created a free Seder book. It's known as Worthy is Jalam, a Rastafari Passover Haggadah. And it can be found at the LOJS.org site. One can download it for free right there. Also, if one is able or interested, can get a hard copy. Ideally, for ones gathered together, a hard copy, but nowadays we got the computer, so if you have it downloaded, you can utilize that. So let's keep the feast. You know, the Chag, Pesach, you know, Sameach, Havarim, Talmudim. So here, getting a little bit more into this feast and festival of Pesach, the reason for the season, right here. Now, today, we have a daily psalm according to the royal order. Like to ride up with the daily psalm according to the royal order right here, because we see a correspondence in the daily psalms, and when Pesach, Passover arises, or any of the high holy days arise in the particular season. First thing we'd like to share right here is from Ja Passover Explained. Here, I think it's the producer of Jahlite Records. We have some of their tunes as well, their Rastafari Passover tunes. But he gives a good explanation of this right here. Hopefully one can hear it clearly. And we're going to move forward right here on the eve of Pesach, Erev Pesach, right here.
Give thanks, King. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already in the day. Yeah, we took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright? So, on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had it pass over, when the angel had it come, it will pass over them and it will slow the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, Jarad comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that is what the Passover is about.
Spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. It's all about messages to edify the people.
Yes, a spiritual message to edify the people. Well, right here, the song of the sea right here. I'd like to share this right here. I'm going to ride up with some of the basics of the Pesach Seder. Give thanks to the Chaburim, you know, to the sisters and the brothers and the sisters. We have the brothers and the sisters and the youths, the children also reciting various portions of the Seder that we like to share right here, because here is where we read the Haggadah, right? On the eve of Pesach, we read the Haggadah. So what is Passover all about, brothers and sisters? In fact, before we ride up the Song of the Sea, let's ride up with the Congos right here. Congos has a beautiful tune right here, speaking about the feast. This is the feast of the Passover right here. The Congos with Feast of the Passover.
Up on the mountain. my brother, yes. Ten crocos bag of food.
Pesach, Feast of the Passover. Yeah, beautiful tune right there. There, the Congos right there. Feast of the Passover. So right here is the Erev, the Eve. Why is the Eve important? So we have this verse here from Numbers chapter 9, verse 3, but also can go to elsewhere because repeated elsewhere. But here we have the evenings. So we're talking about the evenings between the eves. Here, Numbers chapter 9. Verse 3, just as an example right here with the KJV, the King James Version reads, in the 14th day of this moon, this month, at even, ye y'all shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall y'all keep it. Numbers chapter 9, verse 3. So here in the Hebrew, Bamidbar, this is known in the Hebrew, Bamidbar. Bamidbar, Midbar is the wilderness. Bamidbar, fourth book of Moshe, is known as Bamidbar in the wilderness. As the third book, Vayikra, and he called, known as Leviticus. As the second book, Shemot, known as Exodus, called the names. But here in the fourth book, Numbers chapter 9, verse 3, here from the Sefer Bamidbar, Evrit, the Hebrew. Ve'arba'a asar yom ba'chodesh hazeh bein ha'arba'in ta'asu oto be'mo'edo k'kol ha'chukatay u k'kol mishpatay ta'asu oto. Let's break this down right here. Ve'arba'a, arba'a from arba. Basically, it's four, to say, bi-arba'a, in the four, asar, and ten. Bi-arba'a, asar yom. Bi-arba'a, asar yom. Asar. Ten, yom. So in the 14th day, yom. Ba-chodesh, of the month. Ba-chodesh, of the month, hazeh. Bachodesh hazeh, the month, this month. Bachodesh hazeh, in the 14th day of this month, Be'arba'ah Asar Yom Ba'chodesh Hazeh, Bain, is that word, Bain, 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 between Ha'arba'in, Ha'arba'in. So we have Arba'in. What is Arba'in? Well, Arba'in right here, where it says in the KJV, at even. So here, comparing the KJV with the Hebrew in the 14th day of this month, Be'arba'ah Asar Yom Ba'chodesh Hazeh. Then after that comma there in the KJV, it says at even, comma, at even. So here's what we have. Actually, in the Hebrew, it's not fully translated. Come on, translation. It says, Bain Ha'arba'in. Bain Ha'arba'in. Between the Arba'in. Between Ha'arba'in. Between the evenings. Between the, what word is it here? Even. The root word is Ereb. 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 Right? Ereb. Arba'in. Arba'in. Arba'in, plural, Ereb, singular, evening, night, what they would call sunset, when the sunlight is going down, evening, sunset, or night. More correctly, would be dusk. What do you say, dusk, right, at dusk? Because Ereb, the word Ereb, come from Arab, 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 Arab. What is Arab? Arab, Ereb is the noun. Evening, like we said, the Ereb Pesach, Ereb Pesach. Some would enunciate as Erev, modern Hebrew Erev, Erev Pesach. We point in Afro-Shemitically as Ereb, Ereb Pesach. Comes from the root verb Arab, Arab, the H6150. That is a verb, BDB, have it as to become evening. The literal sense is to grow dark. So when it grows dark, it becomes even, right? It becomes what we call the evening, the evening. The root idea is growing dusky, right? To be darkened. So, you know, that time of the day, you know, the twilight going to the night right there is the Ereb, Ereb, right? Comes from Arab. So here we have Bain between Ha'arba'im or Bain Ha'arba'im. Bain Ha'arba'in, Bain Ha'arba'in, Bain Ha'arba'in, between the evenings, right? So the sense here is between the two evenings, right? Between the two evenings. So between the eve of the 14th, eve that's coming up for the 15th. So at this particular time right here, between the two evenings, or in the Hebrew, Bain Ha'arba'in, Bain Ha'arba'in, Bain Ha'arba'in, between the Arba'in, between the Erevs, Erevs, the two Erevs, Arba'in, Arba'in. Ta'isu oto, you shall do it, you shall do him. Ta'isu, ta'isu, ta'isu oto, y'all, ta'isu, all of y'all, to asar, to do, ta'isu oto, oto, we'll do him, we'll do it. Be-mo-edo, be-mo-edo, mo-edo. Remember the mo-ed, mo-edim. Here's where the KJV has it, where it says, y'all shall keep it in his appointed season. Asa, ta'isu, y'all shall do it, accomplish it, make it. Y'all shall do it in his appointed season. Be-mo-edo. According to the Mo'ed, Be-mo'edo, kakal, kakal, like all or with all, kakal, with all, chukatayo, kakal, kakal, tayo, kakal, chukatav, modern Hebrew, chukatav, kakal, chukatayo, according to all the chukat, according to all the ordinances, according to all the statutes. But curiously here, right? Curiously here, it says, according to all the rites in the KJV. It has it as according to all the rites. The word is chukah. Chukah is a statute, an ordinance, a limit, an enactment, something prescribed according to all its prescriptions, according to all its statutes or the custom. to say like the manna. But here, KJV Numbers 9 and 3, it says, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, according to all the mishpat. Mishpat. What is mishpat? Mishpat is the judgment. Judgment. The ordinances in the sense of judgment. According to all its judgments or the verdicts, the sentences, right? But here, curiously enough, it says in the KJV, they translate it as according to all the ceremonies. But the word ceremonies there is the same word for judgment, where it says ta'isu oto bimo'edo kakol hukatayo u kakol mishpatayo. The mishpatayo, all his, all its mishpat, all of its judgments, right? Ta'isu, y'all shall do oto. Y'all shall do him. Y'all shall do it. Full verse right here, here, here. The main part we're zooming in is on the theme of the between the evenings, because it's a whole interesting reasoning of, well, when is Passover? And if ones don't read and study diligently, they might miss this part, this important part that's always celebrated between these evenings, right? But the translation doesn't really give you that. It just says at even. It's supposed to be more better. Instead of just saying at even, as it says in Numbers chapter 9, verse 3, it should say between the evenings. But of course, if they wrote that there, then a lot of Gentiles unacquainted with the Yehudi Judaic would no doubt ask. But that would be a good ask, because then you get a good answer if you seek, right? But here it says, Bain ha-arba'im, between the arba'im, between the evenings. So, in fact, the ISV, we have ISV open here. It says, on the 14th day of this month, you are to observe it at this appointed time between the evenings. So they bring that out, between the evenings. You are to observe it according to all its decrees and laws. Here, let's bring just a compare right here. The NET, the NET says this. It says, in the 14th day of this month at twilight. Good way of bringing it out. A twilight. Be arba'ah asar yoma b'chodesh hazeh bein ha'arba'im. They say at twilight, you are to observe it at its appointed time. You must keep it in accordance with all its statutes. So here they bring out statutes and customs. More directly, according to all his statutes and judgments. Let's see what the NHEB says. Here it says, on the 14th day of this month at even, you shall keep it in its appointed season according to all its statutes, and according to all its ordinances, you shall keep it. But the only one here, just among some of the other translations, right, just looking at some of the other translations we have before us. Let's look at this right here. Easy English, which I don't really advocate, but they have sometimes they might get a one word or phrase better than others. It says, the proper time is during the evening of the 14th day of this month. It is when it starts to become dark. Now, they're explaining actually the Hebrew sense of the Ereb and the Arab, Ha-Arba'im, and, you know, the sense of becoming dark. That is when you must eat it. You must obey all its rules and its laws, right? But the best one here that really brings out the main point that we're zooming in on is where it says right here, you are to observe it at this appointed time between the evenings. So when is Pesach? Pesach is between, right, the evenings, right here, here, here. So here, 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 we have a psalm before we ride up. Let's just touch on today's daily psalm right here, 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 and it's Psalm 106. That actually speaks of national, right? Speaks of national infidelity. There's an interesting link with First Chronicles as well. But just to get a basic here, 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 today's daily psalm, dub-wise, on the dub, can retell. Shema Yisrael.
Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemy. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram, and a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgat God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the land. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness, unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen, and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. From everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jaja said to Moses, go down there to free them. Jaja said to Moses, go down there to free them. I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jaja said to Moses, go down there to free them. Jaja said to Moses, go down there to free them.
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, depart, depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses, but passed over their houses, but passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their destruction to the Egyptians, destruction to the Egyptians, destruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, depart, depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
Passover Eve. On Passover Eve, here, here for the Erev Pesach Sameach. Happy, happy, happy Eve of the Passover. Here for the Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, for the Chag, the Feast of Passover, Sameach, traditional greeting, Chag Sameach, happy feast, happy festival here for Pesach. Yeah, let's get in it, let's get in it right here. As we mentioned, we have our Passover Seder book, Worthy is Jalam. This will be a link in the chat, right there, can catch a copy, free copy, PDF copy, lojs.org, and this is what we're going to be using right here for this Pesach Seder, because here on the eve of Pesach, which would, you know, correspond with the, you know, the 14th, you know, here we're at the 14th, you know, the 14th, as it's on the 14th of the month, between the evenings, Bein Ha'arba'im, here we're at the Bein Ha'arba'im, right here, the evening, so Erev Pesach, let's begin right here, so for the eve, Passover Seder Eve, which would be like that first night. You know, what do? We read the Haggadah, the narrative. We tell, as elsewhere in HaTorah says, to tell it to your sons. When they shall ask this, they shall ask that. Tell it to your children. So we read the Haggadah during the Seder, right? During the Seder. So here, our Haggadah by Moshiach Yeshua. So here, the introduction to Pesach, introduction right here, here, here. The holy day of Passover, Pesach, right? And this holy day, we say, they say holiday, well, this holy day, this holy time, this holy appointment season, as in the previous quote where it says, Ba'arba'ah Asar Yom, on the 14th Yom day, Pesach, Fasika, amongst the royal Amharic, and the Amharic is pronounced as Fasika, the Hebrew Pesach, Pesach, Fasika, 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 Pesach. You can see how the same language spoken, different dialectical speaking. But the Hebrew Pesach is an annual Shabbat. So the holy day, 14th day, as from Numbers 9 and 3, the 14th day, right, of this month, what month? The month of Abib, we have Pesach, an annual Shabbat. It's an annual Shabbat or a day of rest. Bamarinya, in Amharic, we say Senbet, 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 Hebraically Shabbat, bringing out the sense in the English, rest, right? Rest or ceasing from the previous activities. Now, according to HaTorah, the instructions, directions, the Torah, Leviticus chapter 23. You get to Leviticus chapter 23. That gives the overview right there. The Passover begins during the first full moon of the first month, in the first month of the year. Hebraically, we call it Abib, and after the Babylonian exile, the name usually ascribed additional name Nisan. That's the first month, Abib. Namely, on the 14th day of Abib, 14th day of Nisan, that is approximately the March-April time and season on the Gregorian. Now, Passover, Pesach, Fasica, is called the Feast of Freeness, the Feast of Freedom, Feast of Liberation, since it celebrates the deliverance of the Hebrews, Ha-Ibrim, right? The Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, from bondage in Mitzrayim in the two lands of Tawi called Ancient Egypt, and it memorializes the night. See, it memorializes the night, and particularly what occurred at midnight, right? It memorializes the night when the faithful were guided and protected by the blood of the Lamb. Even that blood that was applied to the lintels and the doorposts, yeah? This is a clear picture of the sacrifice, the offering of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as the Seh HaElohim. In the Hebrew, the Lamb of God, we say Seh HaElohim. Bamarinya Namharik Ye Egeziabihir Beg, Yegziabihir Beg, Bevrit, in the Hebrew, Se Ha Elohim, and this is based on the John verse, the verse in Yohanan, St. John, chapter 1, verse 29, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins, often says sins, but the Holy Spirit say, well, look what it says, what does it say in Hebrew, the sin, speak about the sin nature of the world. Here, let's bring up the fuller verse right here. KJV wise, Yohanan, John chapter 1, verse 29, right here. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming to him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God, which taketh away or which beareth. Interesting, which beareth, taketh in the Hebrew sense of beareth. Here, from the Hebrew, Wayahi miya machrat, Wayahiya mi machrat, Wayar Yohanan, et Yeshua ba elayo, Wayomar hine, seh ha Elohim, ha no se, chata olam. Here, full of verse from the Hebrew New Testament, John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, Vayahi, and it be, and it became, Vayahi, mi machrat, on the next day. Vayar Yohanan, wa and yar, and seeing and saw Yohanan, and it says, Yohanan seeth Jesus coming to him. Wayar Yohanan et Yeshua ba Elayo, coming to him. And he said, Wayomar, what did he say? What did Yohanan say? John the Baptist, that is. What did John the Baptist say? Wayomar, hine, look, see, here it is, here he is, hine, seh, ha Elohim, the Lamb, the seh, ha Elohim, seh, ha Elohim, the Lamb of the Elohim, of the true good, the true God, seh, ha Elohim, Ha-no-say, the one who nasa, who lifts up, the one who carries, the one who bears. Ha-no-say, the Lamb of the Elohim, the true good, the true God, who beareth, who carrieth, literally in Hebrew, the lifter. It's the lifter, right? So when Yohanan, what did Yohanan say? He says, why Yomar, hine, say, ha Elohim, ha no se, ha ta'at, ha olam, who beareth, who lifts up. But see, in Hebrew, the sense of, elsewhere in the Hebrew scripture, the sense of like, he being the forgiver, he being the one who lifts up, he lifts up the ha ta'at, he lifts up the sin. Right, he lifts up. What does it mean by lifting up? Hebraically, sin, chata'at, is a burden. It's like somebody said, like, guiltiness is on somebody's conscience. That can be lifted, you know? So the sense is that chata'at, or sin, is like a heavy, 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 heavy load and must be borne in the sense of lifted, right? So it's kind of interesting right here. I know some ones and ones might say, nasa means to deceive because they don't know Hebrew. It's nasha. Nasha means to deceive. Nasa means to lift. Pointing, enunciation is very important. It's like when we say to people, and some people say, you know, nigger or nigga. And some people say, well, why can I say nigger? Y'all say nigger. No, we say nigga. And they say the same thing. You see, they don't get the difference. It's like some people don't get that difference. Why yomar, he may say, ha Elohim, ha no se, ha ta'at ha olam, who lifts, who bears up. Right? The sense is to even forgive, right? The lifter. So the KJV, when it says takes, there's another other word for take, more correctly in the Hebrew sense, who lifts, who beareth, who lifts that burden, like you get a heavy, heavy load, and someone helps by lifting it or picking it up from you. It's holding you down, in other words. That's what chata'at, sin, akri, forfeiture, lack does. Once again, the full of full, right, English. The next day, Yohanan, John, seeth Yeshua, Jesus, called Jesus, coming to him and saith, behold, the Lamb of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, of Ha Elohim, who taketh away, who beareth, who lifteth the sin, the chata'at of the world. Here, Hebrew, Vayehiya, Mia Maharat, Vayar Yohanan, et Yeshua ba Eli. Vayomar, hine, say ha Elohim, ha no se, chata'at ha olam. So here. So we have this picture, this word picture, right? This word picture right here in Pesach, in Passover, concerning the Bnei Yisrael, concerning the son of ha Elohim, of ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God, the Almighty. Speaking about Israel. Remember Israel, what was said? Let my son go that he may serve me. My son. All right, so Yisrael's son, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Bein Elohim Chayim, the son of the living God. See these correspondences right here. It's no doubt in that first century time of Moshiach Yeshua, the Nazarenes and the true faithful sort. Seen, sight. So the book of Exodus, it recounts how Yah sent Moshe to Paro, to Pharaoh, to deliver, right, to serve as the deliverer of the Hebrews and his son, Yisrael, his son Israel. The Pharaoh of the Exodus, of course, refused Moshe's appeal, right, to and for on behalf of the Hebrews, the Bnei Yisrael, to set them free from their religious and political, socioeconomic bondage, and to set the stage for the showdown between the Elohe HaEbrim, the Elohim of the Hebrews, and the so-called Elohim of Egypt, particularly of Lower Egypt, the Tawi. The final terrible plague, Nega, right, that would descend upon the people of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, would be the death of the firstborn in the land. Only those families that sacrifice an unblemished male lamb, remember it says whether from the sheep or whether from the goat, and smeared its blood upon the doorposts of the house would be Pasach. Pasach. Passed over would be Pasach. From the impending wrath from Shemaim, from heaven. A couple little points right here on the Pharaoh. There's an unnamed Pharaoh of the Exodus. Hebraically, from our studies, this is from the footnotes that ones and ones who are looking to say the book, you'll see there's some footnotes. At the footnotes, the unnamed Pharaoh of the Exodus is known as Apophis or Apepa. Some say the serpent king of the Egyptian mysteries, refer to the Per-Im Heru, right? Misnomered, right? The Egyptian Book of the Dead. We refer to some Gerald Macy points of reference, the Book of the Beginnings, Natural Genesis, Ancient Egypt, Light of the World, for more insight on the true interpretation, right, of the Hebrew Bible and the, quote, wisdom of the Egyptians. That Moshe was reportedly, according to Acts of the Apostles 7:22, learnt in all the mysteries or the wisdom of the Egypts, upper and lower, Mitzrayim, the two lands. And another footnote here, right here, the showdown was a religious and political conflict, but also we add right here, socioeconomic dimensions need to be put into context with why let the Hebrews go? Why do they have to go? There was a religious and political conflict of spiritual dimension that was localized. It was localized in lower Egypt, Mitzrayim, but affected all of Egypt, or what we can call the Egypt of the underworld. A new king representing a new state and a new church in ancient Egypt representing other priesthoods had arisen. One that, according to the Hebrew scripture, our witness knew not Joseph, and persecuted the Hebrews, right? We have the mixed multitude followers from the old religion. You can get into those details there, you know, to show, you know, even the true ancient historical context of the Exodus, but also ancient cover-up. Yeah, Egypt was like any other civilization. Some things they just didn't want to talk about. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Yah commanded that a few days before Pesach, Passover, each head of household should set aside a young male lamb, whether from the sheep or from the goat, to be examined for blemishes and to ensure its fitness or purity as an offering, a korban. Interestingly, this time, you know, this allowed time. This act allowed time for each family to become more personally attached to their lamb so that it would no longer simply be just a lamb, but it would rather be their own lamb. On the afternoon of the 14th, the lamb was to be slaughtered and its blood smeared all three sides of the doorframe, namely the top, the right, and the left. That is, that forms the Hebrew letter Chet, right? This forms the Hebrew letter Chet, or some might equate this with the pi symbol in modern mathematics. This letter, signifying the number 8, is connected with the Hebrew word Chai. So we have the chet, the Hebrew letter chet. Some might say chet, but there's no chet. It's chet, right? And this is connected with the word chai. And chai is short for chayim, which often is translated as life. Life. But actually the word chai means life or living. And chayim refers to lives. Even when we say like the life is like a plural sense. Get into that detail there. But here's the interesting connection with the door frame, you know, the lintel and the two mezuzot, are like the two vertical pillars, right? And then you have the one horizontal pillar, which looks like the Hebrew letter chet. And this letter signifies the number 8. And it's connected with the word for life and living, chai, which is short for chayim, life or lives. even though the entire nation was responsible for the death of Haseh, the lamb, each family was to personally apply its blood, the dam, upon their own doorposts, right, the mezuzot and the lentil, right, as a sign of their emuna, their admittance, their amen, their faith in the coming deliverance, according to Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 7, right there. Look more. So we have the theme here, the blood of the lamb. Now, that night, the day is the 14th, right? Once the evening comes in, we hit into the 15th. So in the evening, I can explain this. Okay, go back to the beginning. See, the world has sought to change times and laws. And therefore, you know, the times have been changed. How we account day to day is not how the Hebrews and the Israelites and even the ancient world counted time. In fact, the closest to it today is probably, you know, the ancient Ethiopian way of counting time. For the Israelites of Ethiopia, it's no wonder they still have this sense of time, right? But Hebraically counting time, for example, the day is the day. Once the evening comes in, we come into the numbering of the next day. So that means that during the day of the 14th, it's the 14th. When evening time comes in, we are actually in the 15th. So that night, Abib 15th, in other words, day, night precedes day, according to Ha Torah. Study Genesis chapter 1. That night, Abib 15th, the meat, well, to the flesh of the Pesach, of the Passover, referring to the lamb, was to be roasted and eaten unleavened bread, in Hebrew referred to as the matzah. In the Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, Yekita Injera. It's Injera, but what type of Injera is? Yekita, referring to matzah, flat, right? And with bitter herbs. The meal was to be eaten in haste. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Aina Elohim instructed them, they were to eat that meal in haste. Since the Hebrews, Ha-Ibrim, were to be ready to begin their journey immediately after Yah smote the firstborn. Yah passed over, Pasach, those homes, right? So he Pasach, the verb to pass over. This is why it's called Pesach, the passing over. Yah passed over those homes whose doorposts, mezuzot and the lintel, were marked with the blood, the dam of the Pesach Seh, the Passover lamb. Yah further commanded that Passover should be commemorated annual, every Shana, every year, as a reminder of the deliverance from spiritual Egypt. Only unleavened bread is to be eaten for 7 days. And the first and the seventh days of Pesach are to be days of holy set-apart assembly, on which in that all work, occupational labor, servile work, occupational labor is forbidden during each Senbet, during each Shabbat. So in other words, the first day of Pesach and the seventh days are considered in Pesach, in this Moed, this appointment, to be Shabbat days. Now, the Passover Seder, that's about to get into more, it occurs, the Seder, the order here, it occurs on Ereb Pesach, on Passover Eve, the evening of Nisan 14th, which is Torah-wise Abib, the month of Abib, the 14th of this first moon, which becomes Abib 15th or Nisan 15th during the Seder ceremony at sundown when the sunlight goes down. This is why, traditionally speaking, in one's families, when ones are gathered together, the Pesach Passover would actually begin, you know, some 18 or so minutes before the sunlight goes down, right? It would begin, and then as it continues, it goes into the 15th. See, this is the idea between the evenings. Now, this agrees with the commandment that we're given in HaTorah. Commandment are we given in HaTorah? Well, the commandment is right here. It says, Exodus chapter 12, verse 18. It says, in the first month, from the 14th day of the month at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. At even. Let's see if we can bring this up right here in the Ivrit, in the Hebrew. Let's look up this right here. Give me one moment. Chaburim. We're at 12 and 18. 12 and 18. Exodus 12, verse 18. Got it right here. Okay, so this verse, once again, KJV, the full verse, again in the KJV, in the 14th, flicker. In the first, notice the word month is italicized. Just want you to see that there if you look at the King James Version. The word month is italicized. So the italicized words in the King James almost always are not found in the Hebrew of the Old or even the Koine Greek of the New. In the first, on the 14th day of the month, at even, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. It says, barishon, in the rishon, in the first, barishon, be arba'ah asar yom, in the first, in the 14th day, be arba'ah asar yom. That was similar to Numbers chapter 9, verse 3, verse that we pointed to earlier. Again, barishon b'arba'a asar yom lachadesha ba'ereb toklu matzota ad yom ha'echad v'esrim lachadesh ba'ereb. So here. Interesting right here, right here. This is, it's interesting because we don't have the sense of between the evenings here as we had in Numbers chapter 9, verse 3, because this right here is explaining the duration of the eating of the matzot, where it says, toklu, y'all shall eat, toklu, y'all shall eat matzot, the unleavened bread, ad, until yom, until the day ha echad, the day of the first, we esrim, and the 20th la chodesh of the month ba areb, at even. So the importance of Pesach. Just look a bit more right here. Other voices to come forward right here, but it's laying down this foundation right here. Yes. So here. All right. Importance of Pesach, the importance of Passover. Now, all of the biblical holidays begin with the holy day, the holiday set apart time of Pesach, of Passover. On the first of Nisan, as in modern Jews and modern times, the month sometimes referred to as Nisan, we like to default for Torah studies to what the Torah says on the first of Abib, right? 2 weeks before the Exodus, Yetziat, Ha Elohim showed Moshe the new moon and commenced the divine calendar. 2 weeks later, the Israelites kept the Pesach by daubing the blood of the lamb on their doorposts, on the mezuzot and the lintel. The stroke of midnight of Nisan 15th, the 15th of the first month of Abib, Ha'ilahim, Ha'elohim sent the last of the 10 plagues on the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, killing all their firstborn. On the 6th of Siwan, exactly 7 weeks after the Yetziat, the Exodus, which is 49 days, Moshe first ascended Sinai to receive HaTorah. And this corresponds with Shavuot or Pentecost. So in other words, when we look at what occurs here, move it forward. We can match it with what occurs in the narrative in the Old Covenant, but then also in the Brit Kadasha. 40 days later, on the 17th, now they call the month by some of the Babylonian names of Tammuz, right? Actually, was this the fourth month? The tablets were broken. Moshe then interceded for Yisrael for another 40 days until he was called back up to Sinai on Elul 1st. So what we're doing is going through the months and the points and receive the revelation of Yahuwah, of the Hashem. He received the revelation of the Hashem, the name. After this, he was given the second tablet and returned to the camp on Tishri 10th, or the 10th of the seventh month, that later was called Yom Kippur, or more better, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. Now, the very first occurrence of the word Torah, this is a good one. What is the very first occurrence of the word Torah? The very first occurrence of the word Torah actually occurs, right, in the scripture, referring to the faith of Abraham, right, referring to the faith of Abraham. Let me see if I can get this verse right here so ones can, you know, so we have the Torah. We like to call this the Torah before the Torah, right? Remember, specifically, we say the law of Moses, right? Don't we say the law of Moses? Yeah, the Torah of Moses. Some might think that's the first time that there was law, but no, the word Torah occurs first in the scripture in reference to the faith of Abraham in Genesis 26, verse 5. And here's the verse right here, 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 KJV first. Genesis 26, Bereshit, Genesis 26, verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So the first, very first, the very first occurrence of the word Torah in the Hebrew scriptures, right here in Genesis chapter 26, verse 5. Let's hear the Hebrew of this. It says, Ikev Asher Shama Avraham Bikoli Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzotai Hukotai with Torotai. So here we have Ikev, because of Ikev Asher Shama, because on account of the fact that he hears Abraham. In other words, on account of the fact that Abraham Shama, he hears, he obeys. So the word also for being obedient within the Hebrew, the Shama, we say Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel, as a command, Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. It's also to say, be obedient. Shema Yisrael. Often translates, hear, O Israel, in the Hebrew sense, to hear is the implication of being obedient, O Israel. You see, the King James Version says, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, in the Hebrew, Ikev Asher Shama Avraham Abikoli, Ikev, cause on account of Asher, that which Shama, he heard. So you want to say, Shama Yisrael means Israel heard. Shema Yisrael means hear Israel, commanding. Shema. See, pointing is important because otherwise you have confusion. Shema. Hear, command. Shema, right? Shama, he heard. Ikev Asher Shama Avraham, because on account of the fact that Abraham heard Bikoli, he heard in my voice. But the translator says, because that Abraham obeyed. So that hearing and obeying, that he heard Bikoli. He heard by way of Koli. He heard by way of my voice. Vayishmor, and kept, and he shamard. Vayishmor, and he shamar. He protected. Mishmarti. Mishmarti. What is Mishmarti? We have Mishmaret. Mishmarti, my Mishmaret. What is Mishmaret? My charge. Like a guard, a charge, a function, like a watch. You know, like we say, like a watchman, something like that, my charge. Right? Mishmarti. Mitzotai. Mitzotai, modern Hebrew, mitzvotai. Mitzvotai. And my mitzvot, my commandments. Mitzvotai, my commandments. Chukotai. Chukotai, my chukot, my statutes. With torotai. And torotai. Actually, not just Torah, and my Torahs, and my Torahs. Abraham kept the Torahs, not just the Torah, but here, Yah says, with Torotai. Why Torotai? Because the word Torah is not so much law, but my instructions. So more better translation of this, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my instructions, but in the sense of my Torahs, with Torotai. So the very first occurrence of the word Torah in the Hebrew scriptures refers to the emuna, the imnet, the faith, the amen of Abraham in Genesis 26 and 5. And the second, so that's the first occurrence in Bereshit, Genesis 26 and 5. Where's the second occurrence that refers to Torah? Well, the second occurrence in the Hebrew scripture that refers to Torah, it refers to the Torah, the instruction, the law or instruction of Passover that we have in Exodus 12:49. There shall be one law. There shall be one law. Hear. Exodus 12:49. There shall be one law. One Torah, right, for the native and for the stranger who sojourns amongst you. So here we have the second occurrence. So it's looking at the first occurrence and the second occurrence, the first occurrence of Torah in connection with Abraham. It even implies that Abraham actually kept Yah's Torahs, his instructions, his directions. And here we have this second occurrence, Exodus chapter 12, verse 49. A lot of people quote this verse right here, some many times out of context. You know what I mean? But they say, you know, when we say, well, this is for Israel, they say, well, it says this verse here, but the connection is the second occurrence is referring to the instruction, the Torah of Passover. Here it reads Torah. Torah achat yehiyeh la ezrach ve la gir ha gar be tokekem. So what it's saying is there is one Torah in relation to the keeping of Passover, right, for the homeborn, right, the ezrach, right, and for the gir. And for the gear, with la gear, and for the gear or the stranger that Hagar, that sojourns, be tokekem, in our midst, in your midst right there. So this is the second occurrence. Therefore, there is a second chance for observing the holy day, Pesach, right, on the next month, right, on the 15th day. Like, for example, on Iyar 15th, next month is a second chance observance a month later. This was permitted for those who had missed the Seder, who had missed the order due to some impurity, being on travel or some other impurity. Numbers chapter 9, verses 9 to 12. So there's a second chance observance. If one could not attend at that time, then a month later they may. Right? So just to point this out, right here. Yes, to point this out right here. Now, there's a little bit more that we'd like to share, but looking at the time, want to get into some of the main parts here, but the intro is very, very important.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
So here we have the 10 plagues. It's still part of the introduction to Pesach, the 10 plagues, referred to as the Esar Makot, the 10 plagues. They were intended, right, to judge the Paro, the Pharaoh, the great house of the Exodus's Egypt, and their gods, and their Elohim Acharim, according to Exodus 12:12. Now, in the Hebraic tradition, Passover, Pesach, has four distinct names. And a note here, when we say the Hebrew tradition, modern Yehudi, modern Jews, a lot of times they like to say everything is like he delivered the Jewish people out of Egypt. No, actually, he delivered the Israelites, the Hebrew people. That included the Judahite people. So the word Jew and Jewish really never appears in the Hebrew version of the Exodus narrative. Check. People are called Hebrews and never refers to the, quote, Jews. I mean, I know this is a point. Some people may get offended, but the truth is an offense. It's not a sin. So we say in the Hebrew, right, or the Israelite tradition, Pesach has four distinct names. And this does not mean that later on the Judeans keep that on behalf of all the houses, as Yeshua said, that you worship that which you know not, the Samaritan woman. We know we worship for salvations of the Jews, or how you redeem the Judahites. But the tradition itself is the Hebrew tradition. Pesach has four distinct names. One is known as Chag Ha'aviv. Chag Ha'aviv. The feast of spring, the festival of spring. Where do we have it called Chag Ha'aviv or Chag Ha'aviv in Deuteronomy 16:1, the festival of spring? It's also known as, Pesach is known as Chag HaMatzot, the festival of unleavened bread. Where do we have that? Exodus chapter 12, verse 17 to verse 20, Chag HaMatzot, the festival of unleavened bread or of the unleavened bread. It's also known as Pesach is also known as Chag HaPesach, the festival of the Paschal Lamb or the Passover Lamb, Numbers chapter 9, verse 2. And also according to tried and tradition, referred to as the Zeman Cheruteinu, Zeman the season, feast festival, but Zeman the season, Cheruteinu, of our freeness, liberation. So beside the four names of Pesach, there are four expressions of redemption. There are four cups of wine, the number four here, right? There are four berkot, blessings. There are four types of food on the Seder plate. There are four questions and so on. So we find that Pesach, Passover, has four names, right? Right? Three of them directly in Scripture. And one traditional name, but four. Also, number four, also, it resonates a lot with Pesach. You know, some numbers do, as it teaches us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So beside the four names of Pesach, Passover, again, there are four expressions of redemption. There are four cups, chalices of wine. There are four berakot, four blessings. There are four types of food on the Seder plate. There are four questions and so on. The Yetziat Mimitzrayim, the exodus from the two lands called Egypt, is undoubtedly one of the most fundamental events of Jah people, right? In addition to being commemorated every year during Pesach, right, Passover, Exodus chapter 12, verse 24 to 27, Numbers chapter 9, verses 2 to 3, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. It is explicitly mentioned in the very first of the 10 words called the 10 commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. And it is recalled every Shabbat, Every Shabbat we recall the Yetziat, the Exodus, the coming out, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. The festivals of Shavuot and Sukkot, or the festivals of harvest, Feast of Weeks, Shavuot and Sukkot and Tabernacles, likewise derive from it. The former Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, recalling the giving of HaTorah at Sinai, at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. And the latter, Sukkot, Tabernacles, recalls Yahuwah's kir, his kir, as the Exodus generation journeyed Mimitzrayim from the two lands of Tawi called Egypt to the Promised Land. Indeed, nearly every commandment of HaTorah, including the Torot, the laws, directions, instructions of the tabernacle, and the whole sacrificial system, may be traced back to the story and the narrative of the Exodus. Most importantly, the Exodus, Yetziat, it prefigures and it exemplifies the walk, the work of redemption given through HaMoshiach, the Messiah, as the Seh HaElohim, as the Lamb of the Almighty, as the Lamb of God. So here, prepping for Pesach. I'm going to just dive into this right here, prepping for Pesach. So during Passover, no chametz. What is chametz? Chametz is leavened products, may be eaten or, according to Torah, found within your home for a full 7 days. Preparing for Pesach often involves traditionally cleansing your house of all chametz, leaven, preparing a kosher, a kashrut meal for the guests, setting the Seder table with special Pesach, Passover foods and dishes, reviewing, going over, narrating the Haggadah, reviewing the story, the narrative of the Exodus by studying a Haggadah, a liturgy, so on, as we have our worthies Jalem. Hopefully ones and ones who are listening to this in the chat can get a copy and follow along. We're on page 9 right here, here, here. The ceremonial search for chametz is customarily performed by candlelight on the night before the Pesach Seder. There's a tradition in some Yehudi homes, right, for searching for any leaven, you know, like the chametz, you know, kind of remind me of how the Gentiles in their counterfeit Christianity flipped this to the search for the Easter egg or something. It's crazy, right? But searching for any chametz. A feather and a spoon are often used to sweep up the last crumbs of bread, which will then traditionally be burnt with other chametz the following morning. And there is the traditional baraka blessing regarding the removal of chametz. It goes a little something like, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedshanu B'Mitzvotayo, Wetz'iwanu Al Bi'or Chametz. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commandment, commanded us to remove chametz, to remove chametz. There's also the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian Jews may say, Baruch ante exiavia ya'alem negusa bet zazocha yek edesene yazezene se leboka neger mirmera yazezene, which is basically bringing out the same sense right there of blessed art thou, Yahuwah Eloheinu, our Elohim, Melech HaOlam, Eternal King or King of the Universe, who sanctifies, sets us apart with his commandments and commanded us to remove chametz. Among other things, chametz, the symbolism of the leaven, it symbolizes the rich man's bread, even in Mitzrayim, the flat bread compared to the plump like loaf bread, that loaf bread, is like the rich man's bread. Whereas the matzah, that flat bread, that represents the lechem oni. Lechem oni. Lechem, the bread of the oni, of the afflicted or bread of affliction. Indeed, fermented bread was used as a form of currency in ancient Egypt, Mitzrayim, in some ancient places, maybe even today, bread was used as currency. So the removal of chametz then symbolizes our rejection of that world system and its exploitation and greed in context here with the Seder. Zeman cheruteinu. Now, this doesn't mean that no time do we eat. We don't eat leaven at all, but no, at this time, right? At other times, even coming up, you know, for Shavuot, leaven must be presented. So we have to understand what the context is here of the leaven and the removal at this time for Pesach. So we have the Zeman Cheruteinu. Passover is called the Zeman Cheruteinu. Cheruteinu. The season of our freeness, our freedom, liberation. Many people think of freedom, right? That means being able to do what they want to do when they want to do it. But that is not HaTorah's idea of cheruteinu, of freeness. HaAdon Yeshua, he told I and I, Jesus told us that, quote, whoever commits a sin is the slave or in bondage to that sin or in slave of sin. And he went on to say, if the Son, HaBain, sets you free, you are free indeed. You will be free indeed if the Son sets you free. In John chapter 8, verses 34 to 35, point of reference, true freeness is therefore moral. True freedom, true freeness is therefore moral. True liberation even is therefore moral and spiritual rather than just physical, five cycle. Freedom has to do with the ability to choose what is right and good. In the Hebraic and I sense, based on HaTorah, true freedom, right, is and has to do with the ability to choose what is right and good, having the power to choose what is right, because some really don't, but freedom, freeness is the ability to choose what is right and good. In Hebrew, these two ideas of freedom, freeness, are expressed using different words. The Hebrew word chofesh, 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 right? Or chofesh. It connotes freedom with external, from external restraints. So when we say chofesh in Hebrew, the idea there is freeness from external restraints. In other words, doing your own thing. While the word here, cherut, 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 it is suggests freeness to do what you should do or having the power to act responsibly. Having the power to act responsibly. So cherut, then, is the sort of freeness or freedom that Yah, that Jah, that Yahuwah seeks to give, right, to us, to his children. Our deliverance is meant to clothe us with the power to walk, to trod, to walk, to yad, to walk in righteousness and truth. This here brings us to Adonai HaAdon's Shulchan, to Adonai's table right here, 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 Adonai's table, right? And then we get into the other brothers and sisters here at the presentation, a little more on the Seder as we move forward. But last point here, Adonai's, Adonai's table. During our Seder tonight, together, together, we will partake of two ritual acts. Remember it said in what was that, Numbers chapter 9, it says what the chukat, what word was it that they had for right ritual? Was it judgment? Yeah. Two ritual acts that HaAdon Yeshua, that Jesus Christ associated, Jesus Christus associated with the institution of the Brit Chadasha, the institution of the new covenant, the renewed covenant, the Adis Al-Kidan. So during this Seder, together tonight, partaking of two ritual acts that Yeshua associated, that the Messiah associated with the institution of the new covenant. What are the two acts? One, the eating of the broken matzah, the broken bread. In the Hebrew, we refer to this as the afikomen, right? And the second is the drinking of the chalice, the drinking of the cup, the drinking of the chalice, the cup of redemption that Yeshua, Ha'adon Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, called this the cup, the chalice of his blood. These rites, these rituals were adopted into the Christian liturgy. So what Yeshua was coming from was the Hebrew liturgy, but these ritual acts were adopted into what is called the Christian liturgy as, quote, communion, and as the, quote, Lord's Supper, and so on and so forth. A little footnote right here before we ride up right here. I think it's Brother Raz Sahar Ahad. It's a welcome and moving forward with the brothers and sisters and their readings from the Seder here. We're at page 11 of the Seder book. The footnote right here before we go forward right here. Now, the Kedase, right? We have the Kedase Bamarinya in the Amharic from the Gutas, Kedase. And then we have the Kiddush and the Kaddish Hebraically, often transliterated variously. Some spell it, we spell for Q, comma, D-A-S-E. Others spell it K-I-D-D-A-S-S-I-E or K-E-D-D-A-S-E or K-I-D-S-A-S-E. I like the Amharic, learning the Fidels. Otherwise, you spell it with a K-D-A-S-E. You know, but K-D-A-S-E, meaning literally the holy or that which is set apart. This corresponds to the Hebrew Kiddush. And being a service, an avoda, a service, a work, office, or sacred rite that was based upon the Hebrew and the Judaic synagogue rite and ritual of the first century time, even as practiced by Robeinu Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach himself, that first century time, that were incorporated by the original followers, the Nazarenes, Christianoi of our Lord, the apostles and the early Christian and Nazarene communities. Many of those who established what is called in historical terms the apostolic church were themselves formerly familiar with, quote, Jewish, Judaic, Hebraic practices, which became known as Judeo-Christian in composition. The Ethiopian Orthodox or Tewahedo Church's liturgies, anaphoras, and service, it reflects these elements taken from Ethiopia's ancient Judaic and Hebraic heritage. And then we put a reference C or refer to the apostolic constitutions. So right here, an introduction right there to the Pesach.
Remember walking Pharaoh to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to freedom.
Just one more time right here, that producer, John Light Records. You know, we'll share some of the tunes from them as well. But he gives, I think, a succinct, I've shared this before, it's just a little less than, you know, less than a minute and a half right here. Just hear this right here, explaining Passover.
Give some. Well, I don't know who was placing the Passover already in the day. Yeah, we took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, the while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts. So when judgment comes, Jarad comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that's what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
Baruch atah Adonai. Jah! Rastafari. Jah! Rastafari.
You're here for the Haggadah, Haggadah. Welcome, welcome to the Seder.
The Passover Haggadah. Au, Shalamta, Tena Yistelin. Welcome to the Seder. Tonight, we gather together to share the collective experience of the Israelite people, whom Jah Rastafari liberated from bondage in ancient Egypt to become his own treasured possession. A traditional ceremony for remembering this deliverance is called the Seder, a Hebrew word that means order. A Passover Seder refers to an orchestrated ceremony or liturgy with a number of distinct phases or steps. During our Seder, we will eat special foods that help retell the story of the Israelites' journey from bondage to freedom. And we will see how Yeshua Buruku used the rituals of the Passover Seder to explain the meaning of the new covenant by revealing his sacrificial role as the Lamb of Elohim who takes away the sins of the world. Retelling and remembering the great story of the redemption from Lower Egypt is central to the holy day of Passover. Though Messianic believers further understand Passover to portray the universal deliverance given to the world through Yeshua HaMoshiach, Buruku, just as the blood of the Passover lamb caused the physical plague of death to pass over the homes of the Hebrew Israelites who trusted in Jah's redemption, so the blood of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the great Lamb of Elohim, Buruku, causes the spiritual plague of death to pass over the homes of all those likewise who put their trust, Amen, in him. Each person in every generation must regard himself or herself as having been personally freed from Lower Egypt. Tonight's Seder is not just the retelling of an ancient story, but rather we are invited to experience the bitterness of oppression in the sweetness of salvation, so that we may savor the great things Yahweh our Elohim Buruku has done for us in HaMoshiach. Reader 1. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to Yahweh Buruku throughout all your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. Exodus 12:14. Reader 2. You shall observe this rite of Passover as a statute for you and for your children forever. And when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians. Exodus 12:24-27. Reader 3. Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by a strong hand, Yahweh Buruku brought you out from this place. Exodus 13:3. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that they shall no more say, the Yahweh liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Yisrael out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Jeremiah 23, verse 7 and 8. The Seder leader, may Jah, Rastafari, help us take our place at his table, remembering our true identity in Yeshua HaMoshiach Buruku. Clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new batch of dough, since you really are unleavened. For Moshiach, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. The Passover Seder plate. On the table is a special Seder plate, which we will use as visual aid to help us tell the story of Passover. Although there are different ways to arrange the ceremonial items on this plate, one arrangement is to order them according to the narrative of the events of the great exodus from Lower Egypt. In a sense, the entire Passover Seder will revolve around this plate and the symbolism of its items. First, carpus. A vegetable such as parsley that is dipped into salt water near the beginning of the Passover Seder. The presence of carpus represents the growth and fertility of the Hebrew people in Egypt, Exodus 1 and 7. 2. Karoset, an apple wine and nut mixture that represents the mortar used by the Israelite slaves to build the storehouses of Egypt. Karoset symbolizes the toil and labor of the Israelite people in Egypt, Exodus 1, verses 3 and 14. Third, the maror, a bitter herb such as horseradish that symbolizes the bitterness and harshness of the slavery of the Israelites, Exodus 1, 13, 14. The kazaret, an inedible bitter herb such as horseradish root that symbolizes the atrocity of infanticide, i.e. Pharaoh's decree to murder the Israelite baby boys. The herb is inedible because it cannot be swallowed or accepted, and therefore represents the repudiation of assimilation. 5. The zeroa, a roasted lamb or goat shank bone that symbolizes the korban, the pasach, i.e. the sacrificed lamb whose blood was put upon the doorpost. Note that the usual word for bone is etzem in Hebrew, but the sages refer to the lamb as zeroa, arm, as in the outstretched arm of Jah, Rastafari. The arm of Yahweh, Buruku, Isaiah 53 and 1, is evidence in his mighty deliverance of the Hebrew people given in Yeshua, Buruku. 6. The bitza, a roasted egg that recalls the roasted lamb that was slaughtered at the temple during the season of Passover, Korban Haggigah. 7. Saltwater bowl. The bowl of salt water recalls the sweat and tears of the Hebrew bondmen, and as recalls the splitting of the sea and the destruction of Pharaoh's army. We use the salt water to dip the carpus near the beginning of the Seder, and to dip the egg before the start of the meal. The Seder leader holds up the plate during this explanation. The Seder plate appeals to our eyes to serve as a sort of visual story of the events of the deliverance. The various ritual actions, such as dipping the carpus, tasting the bitter herbs, reciting blessings, and singing, and so on, appeal to our physical experience at the table, taste, smell, hearing. Some people associate the hard-boiled egg with the Hebrew people. The more it goes through, the harder it gets. The steps of the Passover Seder. There are 15 steps to a Passover Seder. The Israelites were redeemed on the 15th day of the month of Nisan in in the Torah scroll, the song of the sea is found in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. In its center column has 15 waves of water. There are 15 steps ascending the southern side of the temple and 15 songs that begin a song of the steps. Shar Hama'alot, the priestly blessing, has 15 words, and the divine name Yah equals 15 in gematria. 7 is the number of the older covenant, while 8 is the number of the new covenant. 7 plus 8 equals 15. 4 cups, or more accurately, chalices of wine or juice, are drunk during the Passover Seder, remembering 4 promises given of Jah to Moshe in Exodus 6, 6 and 7. 1, I will bring you out, chalice of sanctification. 2, I will free you, chalice of deliverance. 3, I will redeem you, chalice of redemption. 4, I will take you as my own people, chalice of restoration. The traditional Seder contains 15 separate parts. The Nero, lighting the lamps. Kadesh, sanctifying the wine. Ukat, washing the hands. The Karpas, dipping the vegetables. Yakat, breaking the matzah. Megid, telling the story. Rakta, Natilat Yadayim. Motzi matzah, eating matzah. Maror, eating bitter herbs. Korek, eating the halal sandwich. Shuka Orek, eating the meal. Dafun, eating the afikomen. The Barek, blessing after the meal. The halal, songs of praise. And Nerza, conclusion of the Seder. Reader 1, wherefore say to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh Buruku, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim Buruku. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh Eloheinu, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Exodus 6, verses 6 and 7. A fifth cup, called the cup or chalice of Elijah, is based on the promise, I will bring you into the land. Exodus 6 and 8. But we do not drink from this cup because we are still in exile. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kedemari Haile Selassie, Nugus Negesa, Ethiopia. Sume Igazi Abihera. Moa Ambesa Zemnegeri Yehuda. Ja Rastafari. Malcolm Passat Chabarim. Besim Gitachim and Ahanatachim Yeshua Moshiach Shalom.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Nerot, lighting the lights, lighting the lamps. Nerot, lighting the candles. Step 1, the light of the world, Or Ha'olam, sanctifying our time, sanctifying I and I time. We begin the Seder with the light and the warmth of the Passover holy day. Light the candles. The eldest woman of the house traditionally lights the candles, the lights, no later than 18 minutes before sundown on the 14th of Abib, which is known as Nisan 14, or the Erev Pesach, the Erev Pesach. After kindling the lights, the candles, she waves her hands over the flames 3 times as if welcoming in the holy day, the holiday, the Isla day, and covering her eyes with her hands so as not to see the light burning, the candles burning, she says, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotayo v'tzivanu le'hadalik ner shel shel shabbata v'shel yom tov yom tov. Blessed are the eye, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Adonai, Ayanai, Elohim, Malek Ha'olam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe. Asher Kiddushanu, who sanctifies us, Ayanai, B'mitzvotai, with his commandments, with his mitzvot, with Siwanu, and commanded Ayanai, Le'hadalik, to kindle Ner Shel, the lights, the lamps of Ner Shel, the candles of Shabbata, with Shel, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy, the Isla, the set-apart day, the holy day. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, master of the universe, of the universe, universal king, who sanctifies, sets I and I apart with thy commandments, and commanded us to kindle the lamps, the light of Shabbat, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy day, the holiday. We, I and I, strike the match, but Jah brings forth the light, the light, the light. Anoki ner, anoki or Power long, 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 power long.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Anoki or Ha'olam, 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 Ha'olam. Either one says, since Yeshua, Jesus, was, quote, born of a woman. Anoki or Ha'olam, Ha'olam, Ha'olam. Either one says, since Yeshua, Jesus, was, quote, born of a woman, born under HaTorah, the law, the direction, instruction, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it is fitting that a woman begins the Seder and brings light to the table, to the Shulchan. Reader 2 says, as we look upon the lights, the lamps, the candles, may we remember that Yeshua, Jesus, is the true light of the world. Of the world. Of the world. Since the Passover Seder is centers on the person and the work of Ha'adon Yeshua, on the work of Geta Yesus, as the Seha Pesach, the Passover Lamb, the Lamb of the true good, the true God, the Seha Elohim. It is fitting to begin the Seder, the order, with an acknowledgement of his glory and presence. We therefore will open our Seder with a baraka, a barake, a blessing, a barakat that recognizes him as the source of all light and truth and objective reality in and for I and I lives. Let us all recite the following together. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehiyot ha'or legoyim v'natan lanu et Yeshua m'shecheinu seh Ha Pesach, 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 Pesach. Blessed art thou, art the I, Baruch Ata Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Ayanai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe, Universal King, who sanctifies us, Sinai, with his commandments and commanded us to be a light to the nations, to the Gentiles, to the nationalities, and who gave to us, to I and I, Yeshua, Mishahidnu, Jesus, Isis, I and I, Messiah, Seha Pesach, the Passover Lamb. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kedishanu b'mitzvotai v'tzivanu lehiyot ora legoyim v'natan lanu et Yeshua Mishiachinu.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Thanking God, thanking Elohim for the appointed times. Jah established the Moedim, or appointed times, in order to reveal prophetic truth regarding his great plan of salvation given through the Messiah. Let us thank him for the divine calendar that he has revealed in the scriptures. All recite, Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher natan lanu chagim chukot umoadim lisimcha likbod Yeshua ha-Mashiach Adonainu or ha'olam. Blessed are the I, Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, universal King, who has given to us holy days, customs, and seasons of happiness for the glory of our Adonai, Yeshua the Messiah, the light of the world. Our Seder begins at sundown on Nisan or Abib 14, which then becomes Nisan or Abib 15, during Kiddush. Nisan 15 also marks the start of the seven-day feast of unleavened bread. 2 days after Passover, Nisan 17, we celebrate the Feast of First Fruits, Chag HaBikorim, which commemorates the resurrection of Yeshua from the dead. Outside of Israel, all major holy days, except for Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonements, are observed for an additional day, called Yom Tov Sheni, which means that some of the people will attend a second Seder on Nisan 15 and 16. Note that since both Passover and Unleavened Bread run concurrently, it is customary to refer to both as Passover week.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Adonai Echad. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea,
and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Messiah. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Partaking of Miriam's cup, partaking of Mariam's chalice. Here is the honoring of woman in the Hebrew story, the Hebrew history, 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 history. Partaking of Miriam's cup, partaking of Mariam's chalice. Here is the honoring of woman in the Hebrew story, the Hebrew history, in Beta Yisrael, and we, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malkiah Sedek, honoring of the woman in Judaic and Jah people history, Miriam's cup, Miriam's chalice. Now, some Passover Seders, they include a special chalice called Miriam's cup to honor the role of woman in Hebrew tradition and in history. Miriam, of course, was Moshe's sister who helped the Hebrew people escape Mitzrayim from Egypt during the Exodus. And Ha'adon Yeshua's mother, Jesus Christos' mother, Kedist Mariam, St. Mary, was likewise named Miriam, or more correctly, Mariam, Mary. A woman holds up the cup, the chalice, for all to see, and then fills it with water after the Pesach lights and the candles are lit, but before the barake, the baraka, the blessing over the first cup, the first chalice of wine, everyone at the Seder table is invited to partake of Miriam's cup, of Mariam's chalice. An appointed woman will fill the cup, the chalice, with water, and then recite the following baraka, the following blessing. Zot kos Miriam, kos mayim chayim, zeker li tziat mitzrayim. This is the cup, this is the chalice of Miriam, the cup, the chalice of living waters, a reminder of, Exodus from Egypt. Zot, this is Kos Miriam. This is the cup of Miriam. Zot Kos Miriam. This is the cup of Mariam, the chalice of Mary. Kos Mayim Hayim. A cup, a chalice of living waters. Zeker Lietziata Mitzrayim. Zeker, a memorial. Zeker, a remembrance. Zeker litziat, of the Exodus mi Mitzrayim, from out of Egypt. Miriam's cup, Mariam's chalice, is passed around the table, and each guest either takes a sip or pours a little water from the chalice, from the cup, into their own glass. Each person may seek and one desire to repeat this statement before taking a sip from his or her cup. Zot kos Miriam, kos mayim chayim, zeker litziata mitzrayim. A midrash teaches that a miraculous rock, or well of living water, of running water, accompanied the Hebrews throughout their journey in the desert, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, that provided them with fresh water. According to a later tradition, this well was given in honor of Moshe's sister, Miriam, to honor her devotion to the Hebrew people, to Jah people, the well of Miriam, it was called. Both Miriam and the rock, or the well of living water, of running water, were spiritual oases, Bamidbar, in the desert, in the wilderness, sources of life and healing. Whenever the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, whenever they prepared to camp, the 12 leaders of the tribes, they would sing praises, Isis, to Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, Yahweh, to He who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. And the mysterious rock would gush forth four streams of life-giving water. One stream surrounded the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Another surrounded the camp of the Lewim, Halewim, the Lewawian, the Levites. Another surrounded all the Bnei Yisrael, all of the Israelites. A fourth stream, it marked out the boundaries for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, Israel, Israel. Now notice that the Apostle Paul, Paulos, he correlated this life-giving rock with Yeshua, Mashiachinu, with Jesus, Christosachin. Reader 1 says, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, "For I don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers, our patriarchs, were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual, heretical food, and all drank the same spiritual, heretical drink, for they drank from the spiritual, heretical rock that followed them, and that rock was Moshiach, that rock was Christos, that rock was Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. In other words, Ha-Adon, Adawan Yeshua, Jesus, Isis, was and is the source of life and liberty for the Hebrews, for Jah people, as they wandered Bamidbar Sinai, as they wandered in the wilderness, the desert of Sinai. He was the living waters, the running, flowing waters, then, just as he is today. The cup of Miriam, the chalice of Maryam, then it commemorates his presence as the Hebrews, as the Israelites, as they trek their way to the promised land, the land of promise. In the Exodus, reader 1, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, to the waters, to the waters." Reader 2, "May the one who, amen, and I drink, just as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water, 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 water."
May the one who, amen, and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
"For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Messiah." 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. "Come, everyone who thirsts."
May the one who, amen, and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
"For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Messiah." 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters."
I said, "Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them." Yeah.
Now here is a very special baraka for the children. Be seated around the table, around the shulchan, Kadesh. The Kadesh, the first cup, the first chalice. Step two of the Pesach, the Passover Seder. The Seder leader calls out, Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. Now that the Nerot, the lights, the lamps, the candles have been lit, and everyone is comfortably seated around the table, around the shulchan, the terapeza, the gebeta, we are ready to begin, to basikachin, begin I and I Pesach, Passover Seder. Tonight, we, I and I, will drink four cups, chalices of wine, each recalling a special promise, a special yay, and amen made Belohim. By the true good, the true God, to our people, to I and I people, to Jah people, to Jah people. 3:1 says, from Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 to 7, Ani Yahuwah, Yodhei Wehei, I be he who be we be, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from bondage to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your Elohim. And you shall know that I am Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, Ani Yahuwah, your Elohim, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, Exodus, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. These four promises, these four yays and amens are symbolized by the four cups, the four chalices, traditionally referred to as follows. First cup, the cup of sanctification, when he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, says, I will bring you out, Hotzeiti, from Egypt, Mimitzrayim, Hotzeiti, I will bring you out. He who be, who he be, is he who brings I and I out. The first cup, the cup of sanctification, the cup of setting apart. I will bring you out. Hotzeiti, from Egypt, Mimitzrayim. The second cup, the second chalice, is the chalice, the cup of deliverance. I will deliver, I deliver you. Hitzalti, from Egyptian bondage. He who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, be the one who delivers I and we. He says, I will deliver you. Hitzalti, from Egyptian bondage. The third cup, the third chalice is the cup, the chalice of redemption. When he who be, who he be, says, I will redeem you. Ga'alti, ga'alti, with my power. He who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is the one who be, the one who redeems I and we. When he says, I will redeem you, ga'alti, with my power. The fourth cup, the fourth chalice is the cup, the chalice of restoration. When he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, says to I and we that he will be the one who will acquire I, he says, as my people, acquiring us as his people. He says, I will acquire you, Lagachti, 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 as my people. Now, in Hebrew, the word for holiness, islandness, set apartness, kedusha, kedusha, meaning set apartness, being set apart. When Jah said that he would bring the Hebrews and his son Yisrael, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, he separated them and set them apart as his own special treasured people. During the Exodus, their passage through the cloud and the sea were likened to their baptism or rebirth or regeneration as Jah's people. So the first chalice, the first cup, is called the cup, the chalice of sanctification, of setting apart, since it recalls how Jah has set us, set I apart as his special, his own treasured people. This is the same cup over which we recite Kiddush, Kiddush, Lakachti, Lakachti, on Yom HaShabbat, on the Sabbath. Except tonight, we recite it over the first cup of Pesach, the first cup of Passover. Reference here we have to the first book of Moshe, or the second book of Moshe, second book of Moshe, Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. Also reference Isaiah, Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 51, verse 22. Of Ha'adon, Adawan Yeshua, of Geertayesus, and our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it is said, quote, Messiah, Moshiach, I, sanctification, I, setting apart. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Which cup or chalice did Ha'adon Yeshua, did Geertayesus drink during his Pesach Seder with his Talmudim, with his disciples? Which cup, which chalice did Yeshua drink? He apparently drank the first two cups in the traditional Judaic way. At the third chalice, which is the cup of redemption, he said, quote, this is my blood of the new covenant of the Brit Hadasha, according to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 to 39. Ha'adon Yeshua, he told his disciples, the Talmudim, that he would not drink the fourth chalice or the cup of restoration, but he promised, he gave his yea and amen to do so with them and with I and I in the coming kingdom, according to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 29. So each person should fill the wine cup or the chalice of the person seated next to him or her at this time, at this hour. And here, Rita 2 says, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, our fathers, our patriarchs, were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moshe, into Musa, into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, 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 in the sea.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Reciting Kiddush, reciting Kiddush, part one. Vayehi erev vayehi boker yom hashishi hashishi vayakulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzivaam tzivaam vayakol elohim bayom hashvi'i mi'alakto asher asah Asa, vayishvota bayom hashvi'i mikol me'alakto asher asa. Vayabarek Elohim et yom hashvi'i, vayakadesh oto ki bow sharata mikol me'alakto asher bara Elohim la esot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus, like this, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, sanctified, set it apart, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Genesis, Bereshith, chapter 1, verse 31, to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. This here brings us to the Kos Rishon, the first cup, the Kos Rishon, first chalice, Kos Rishon. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, Malek HaOlam. Bore Pri Hagase Baruch Ata. Blessed art thou, Adonai Adonai Eloheinu, Ayanai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King. Eternal King, Eternal King, Eternal King, Eternal King, Eternal King. Borei Pri Hagafen. Borei Pri Hagafen, 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 Creator. Borei Pri Free, Frey. Of the fruit, the Frey. Borei Frey Hagafen. Borei Pri Hagafen, Hagafen. Creator of the fruit of the vine, vine, vine. Now here, there's a note, do not drink from the chalice yet. Do not drink from the cup, the chalice yet. Reader, read. This is the cup of sanctification, of setting apart, remembering Elohim's yea and amen, remembering HaElohim's promise. I will bring you out, Mitzrayim, from Egypt. I will set you apart. Second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 6, verse 6. I will bring you out, Mitzrayim, from Egypt. I will set you apart.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Reciting Kiddush, part 2. Baruch Atah, Chacha, Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu, Be Mitzvotayo, We Ratza Bano, We shavata kadisho be ahava u avarzona hinachila nachila zikarona le maeseya be erashit ki hu yoma techila le mikrae kodesh zekara li siata mitzrayi ki avanu Baharta, we otanu kedashta mikola ha amim. We shavata kadesheka de ahava uva ratona hinachalta. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, Adonai, Melech HaOlam, Universal King, who made I and I holy, set apart with his commandments, and favored us, and favored I and I, and gave I and I his holy Shabbat in love and favor to be our I and I heritage as a memorial of the creation, the Iration. It is the foremost day of the Holy of the Isla festivals, marking the exodus, Mitzrayim, from Egypt. For out of all the nations and nationalities, you chose us, you chose I and I, and made us, made I and I holy, made I and I set apart. And the I gave to I and I, the I holy set apart Shabbat, in love and favor as our heritage, I and I, divine heritage. Blessed art the I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, who sanctifies the Sabbath. The response from those gathered, Amen. The Seder leader then recites the following, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachara Banu Mikol Am We'er Romemanu Mikol HaLashon We'er Kiddushanu BeMitzvotayo Watitena lanu, cha-cha, Adonai Eloheinu, de-ahava, mo-edim, le-simcha hagim, uzamanim, le-sason. Blessed art thou, art the I, Baruch Atah, cha-cha, Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Aina Elohim, Melech HaOlam,
king of the universe, universal king, who chose I and I from all peoples and exalted I and I from all tongues and sanctified I and I, set I and I apart with his holy commandments. And the I gave to I and I, Yahweh Eloheinu, with love, appointed times, appointed seasons for gladness or happiness, festivals and times and hours of joy, joy, joy. The day of this festival of Matzah, Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaMatzot, the time, the Iowa of Cherutein, of Einai, freeness, is a holy convocation, Ayla Ivocation, a memorial of the Exodus, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt. For the I chose I and I and sanctified I and I and I from all the nations, all the nationalities, ethnicities, and the festivals of the I's islandness, set apartness, and gladness, and happiness, and in joy, you gave I and I a heritage. Blessed art the I, Adoni I, who sanctifies Yisrael, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, and the seasons, the appointed time, 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 the appointed time.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And now the Shehecheyanu Baraka, Shehecheyanu Blessing. After reciting Kiddush for the first cup, the first chalice, the Shehecheyanu Baraka, Shehecheyanu Blessing is recited, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Shehecheyanu, Ve'Kiyamanu, Ve'Kiyagianu Lazman Hazeh. Amen. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King, Eternal King. Shehecheyanu, he who be who he be is the one who, Shehecheyanu, the one who has kept us, kept I and I alive. Shehecheyanu, Ve'Kiyamanu, and has sustained I and I. Ve'Kiyamanu, Ve'Hiyagianu, and has brought us, Ve'Hiyagianu, Lazaman Hazeh, Lazaman Hazeh, to this season, to season this. Lazaman Hazeh, Hazeh. And response, Amen. Blessed art thou, Yahweh Eloheinu, Master of the universe, universal King, who has kept us alive, Shehecheyanu, and sustained us, I and I, and has brought us to this special time, this first cup. This first chalice, it represents how HaElohim, the true good, the true God, even Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, chose I and I, to be his own treasured people. Quote, Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be, and I will free you from the burdens of the land of Mitzrayim, let us make I and I drink this first cup, this first chalice, while leaning or reclining to the left, 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 to the left.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Now here is the very special baraka for the children, children today, the fruit of tomorrow. Here we have the baraka, the blessing of the children. On the eve of the holy days, the Isla days, it is customary for parents to place a hand on the head of each child and pronounce the following baraka, the following blessing. For the sons and for the daughters. For the sons,
For the sons, we say, Yismika Elohim, Ke Ephraim, we Kimanase. May Elohim make you, make the eye like Ephraim and Manasseh. Yismika Elohim, Ke Ephraim, we Kimanaseh. May Elohim make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. And for the daughters, Ayawatas, for the daughters, we say, Yisimek Elohim, K Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, with Leah. May Elohim make the eye, daughter, like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. Yisimech Elohim ke Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, with Yisimech Elohim. Make Elohim make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. Now, it is I and I custom to spread out a talit or a netlah, even a shama, like a canopy, and have everyone present gather underneath as we sing the Shema, and recite Ve'ahavta, and then recite the priestly Baraka together. I then gather to hear the sound of the shofar, ha-shofar, and offer up praise, Isis, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, highly I.
Yibarekka Yahuwah, we Yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah, Panayo Eleka, we Yehuneka, Yisa Yahuwah, Panayo Eleka, we Yasem Leka Shalom, we Samueta Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, Waani Ibarekhem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, we yishemereka, Yair Yahuwah panayo, eleka, we yahuneka, Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka, we yasem leka shalom. We Samueta Shmi al Bnei Yisrael Waani Ibarekeka Yahuwah, Jehovah bless the eye. We Yishmereka and keep the eye. Ibarekeka Yahuwah, we Yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah Panayo Eleka, we Yahuneka, Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We yahuneka and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We yasem leka shalom and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yeshua, Shalom. We samu et shemi bnei Yisrael. Wa'ani ebarekein.
Yes. Priestly blessing right there. And here we are just at step three, brothers and sisters, looking at the time that we have here. But hopefully once and once download the Seder right there, worthy is Jalem, our first Rastafari Passover Seder. Hopefully go through a read, become familiar with it. We're still in the Passover season here, the Erev, move into the first day. And looking forward to the first day podcast for the Shabbat, which will begin the unleavened bread. And here we're going to bring it to the Urchatz. Urchat is the hand washing, but the link here, the connection of Ha'adon, Yeshua, washing the feet. Here.
Now here we're at the Urchat, step three of the Pesach Seder, the Passover Seder, Urchat. What is the Urchat? The Urchat is the ceremonial hand washing. The Seder leader calls out, Urchat, Urchat, Urchat. The third activity of I Passover Seder is to wash our hands. Wash our hands before we eat some of the ceremonial foods at the table. Note, however, that the customary bracha, the blessing that's recited for hand washing, the netilat yadayim, will intentionally not be recited at this time, not be recited at this iwa. Hand washing procedure. The Seder leader calls out, Urchat, 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 Urchat. And then everybody present will begin the ceremony of washing their hands. Each person takes a turn pouring water from a vessel over the hands of the person next to him or her. It is customary to pour some water over the right hand three times and then over the left hand three times. Sometimes a child will carry the towel to each person to dry the hands after performing the Urchat ceremony. It recalls the laws of ritual impurity, the Tumah, and the purity, the Ahara, Yeshua, and Urchat, Ha'adon Yeshua, and the Urchat. It is likely that Ha'adon Yeshua, Gita Yesus, Sinai Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet during this step of the Seder. He had with the Talmudim, with the Dekam Zamorit, with his disciples. Now imagine the disciples passing the Urchat pan from person to person for the ritual, the rite of cleansing of the hands. Then,
read the one sense.
Yeshua laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the Talmudim, the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Adoni, do you wash my feet? Yeshua answered him, what I am doing, you do not understand now. But afterward, you will understand. You understand. You will overstand. Reader 2. Peter said to him, quote, you shall never wash my feet. Yeshua answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me, no share with I. Simon Peter said to him, Adoni, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Yeshua said to him, the one who has bathed does not need to wash except his feet, but is completely clean. You are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, not all of you, not all of y'all are clean. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand? Do you overstand?
what I have done to you, what I have done to y'all. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 4 to 12. Arswagin be in bawa igrein harasech. But she hath washed my feet with tears, with her tears. Kedusa Luca, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 44. Geta Yesus, Ha'adon Yeshua said. Arswagin ben bawa igrein arasech. But she hath washed my feet with her tears, 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 tears.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Yes, 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 Chavarim, Chag HaPesach Sameach. Happy, happy, happy Passover right here, here, here. The first day of Unleavened Bread begins, but we're still in the Seder. Hopefully, ones and ones to get a download of the Worthiest Jalam. You can put it one more time, maybe in the chat. Definitely download that. Read through the steps. You know, let's keep on stepping right here, here, here. Fullness of this podcast right here. Gonna leave off at that step three right there with the washing, the hand washing, and the connection of what Yeshua did. You know, with the washing of the disciples' feet. But right here, for the Pesach, Passover, Song of the Sea. Song of the Sea from Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, Chabarim, verses 1 to 21. Right here, here, here. Chag HaPesach, Sameach, Bashem Yeshua. Here, here, here. Happy, happy, happy Pesach.
Exodus chapter 15.
Perek Tet Vav.
Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel.
Az yashfir Moshe uvnei Israel.
This song to Yahweh. They uttered utterance.
Et hashira hazot ladonai vayomru lemor.
I shall sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumphed.
Ashir al Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus verochevo rama bayam.
By fierce might and strength is Yah.
Ozi vezimrat Yah.
He has become deliverance for me.
Vayihili lishua.
This is my God, I honor him.
Ze eli ve'anvehu.
The God of my father, I exalt him.
Elohe Avi va'aromenu.
Yahweh is a man of war.
Adonai ish milchama.
Yahweh is his name.
Adonai shemu.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea.
Markevot paro v'helo yara v'yam.
His choicest teams of three sank in the sea of reeds.
ומבחר שלישיו טובעו וים סוף.
Oceans covered them.
תהומות יחסיומו.
They went down in the depths like a stone.
ירדו במצולות כמו אבן.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, majestic in power.
ימינך אדוני נעדרי בכוח.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, shattered the enemy.
ימינך אדוני תרעש אויב.
In your great triumph, you smashed your foes.
וברוב גאונך תהרוס קמך.
You sent forth your fury, consumed them like chaff.
תשלח חרונך יוכלם או קשקש.
By the breath of your nostrils, the waters piled up.
וברוח אפיך נערמו מים.
The gushing streams stood up like a dam.
Nitzevu chemoned nozilim.
The oceans congealed in the heart of the sea.
Kafeu tehomot belev yam.
Uttered the enemy.
Amar oyev.
I will pursue.
Erdof.
Overtake.
Ashiv.
And apportion the plunder.
Ahalek shalal.
My greed will be filled on them.
Timla emonafshi.
My sword I shall draw.
Arik harbi.
My hand dispossess them.
Dorishemo yadi.
You blew with your breath, the sea covered them.
Nashafta veruhacha kisamo yam.
They plunged down like lead in majestic waters.
Salalu ka'oferet b'mayim adirim.
Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh?
Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai.
Who is like you, majestic among the holy ones?
Mi kamocha ne'edar b'kodesh.
Feared one of praises.
Nora tehilot.
Doer of wonders.
Osefele.
You stretched out your right hand.
Natita yeminecha.
The underworld swallowed them.
Divlaemo aretz.
You led in your faithfulness, your people redeemed.
Nahita v'chasdecha amzu ga'alta.
Guided in your fierce might to your holy pasture.
Nehalta v'ozzecha el neve kodshecha.
The peoples heard.
Shame'u ammim.
They shuddered.
Yirgazun.
Writhing seas, Philistia's settlers.
Chil ahaz yosheve pelashet.
And then, terrified, Edom's chieftain.
Az nivhalu allufe Edom.
Moab's rams, trembling, did seize them.
Ele Moab yohazemo ra'ad.
Then melted away all Canaan's settlers.
Namogu kol yoshevei Chenaan.
There fell upon them dread and anguish.
Tippol alehem emata v'fahad.
Before your arm's greatness, they drew dumb like stone.
Bigdol zeroacha yiddemu ka'aven.
Until they crossed, your people, O Yahweh.
Ad ya'avor ammecha Adonai.
Until they crossed, the people you fashioned.
Ad ya'avor amzu kanita.
You brought them, you planted them, on the mount of your heritage.
Tevi'emo v'titta'emo behar nahalatecha.
Foundation of your seat, which you prepared, O Yahweh.
Machon l'shiftecha fa'alta Adonai.
The holy shrine, O Lord, founded by your hand.
Mikdash Adonai konenu yadecha.
Let Yahweh be king for the ages, eternity.
Adonai imloch le'olam va'ed.
For Pharaoh's horses came with chariots and riders into the sea.
Tiva sus paro berichvo farashav bayam.
But Yahweh turned back with these waters upon them.
Vayashev Adonai alehem et mehayam.
And the children of Israel went upon the dry land through the midst of the sea.
Uvnei Israel halechu vayabasha betoch hayam.
Now Miriam the prophetess, Aharon's sister, took a timbrel in her hand.
Vatikah Miriam hanevi'ah achot Aharon et hatof beyada.
And all the women went out after her.
Vatetzena kol hanashim achareha.
With timbrels and with dancing.
Vetupim uvimcholot.
Miriam chanted to them.
Vata'an lahem Miriam.
Sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed, yes, triumphed.
Shiru l'Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer flung into the sea.
Sus v'rochevo rama bayam.
Moshe had Israel move on from the Sea of Reeds.
Vayasa'a Moshe et Israel miyam suf.
And they went out to the wilderness of Shur.
Vayetze'u el midbar Shur, 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 midbar Shur.
Chag HaPesach, Sameach, Chavarim, Chavarim, happy Passover.
Habarim. Let's keep stepping through the waters on the dry land. Let's keep stepping in the Seder, you know, pick up with more as we move forward. Bashem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Shalom Habarim, Shalom.